The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the Tuesday, December 20th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. It's the 20th today, right? I'm going to make sure. Boy, time flying, you know. When you look up, the fat man coming down the Christmas, coming down the chimney. It's the ho-ho-ho moment right around the corner, man. But I tell you, we got lots to talk about today. Happy Tuesday to everybody. And, of course, you know, we will be picking up the trivia in the new year. All right, so just relax. It's all good. Coming off the holiday, we'll do some. All right. Not a big thing. You're coming after Christmas and do some, and then after New Year's, you know, we roll in. Okay? But like I said, a lot to talk about today. A little FYI for you. I'd like to keep you in the know, get you where you want to go. BTC would like to advise customers that they have commenced a disconnection exercise. BTC has easy and convenient ways to pay your bill with My BTC app, online banking, BTC Virtual Store, FastPay, or give them a call at 225-5282. That's 225-5282. Stay connected with BTC. All right. Lots to talk about, like I said. And you know how to chime in. You know we're checking with Freeport in short order. We've got the Freeport report today. It is a Tuesday. So we will chime in and check in with Freeport. Sarah Kirkman, the Grand Bahama News. Let's see what's all going on in Freeport, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But you know how to chime in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. So we'll get up into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And you know, the days of Christmas continue at Fine Threads. On the 8th day of Christmas, Fine Threads gave to me 30% off sweaters. All sweaters, both locations, Chapel Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza, both those locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or, of course, you can do your shopping online, findthreads.com. 30% off sweaters. Can't beat that. That's awesome stuff right there. Mr. Producer, we have a copy of today's Guardian in here by any chance? I should have grabbed it on the van. I apologize. But if not, I'll grab the online version. But, you know, I like the hard copy. I like to, you know, do my little doodling, do my little scribbling. I hate to impose on you, but I put plenty on you today, but I apologize, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I still love you, Dolphins and Lewis, though. Boy, look here. So be sure to check them out, findthreads.com. And right now, let's jump up into the, you know, the headliners. Who was making up headlines in the 242 was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Wow. And I tell you, SPF agrees to extradition. At first he didn't. Then he did. His lawyer went to see him at the Department of Correctional Services. And they told him he needed to go to court. All that hokey pokey was going on. Now today, here we are. SPF agrees to extradition. I know you got to go to court tomorrow. Extradition papers are allegedly have been signed. So it continues. And it's going to play out in front of the world. And I'm telling you, when he gets over there to the United States, like Tony Montana would say, he's going to have options. Me personally, I say watch it play out. My money is he's going to do what he needs to do to get as little amount of time as possible without divulging what he needs to divulge. But whoever he needs to throw under the bus, he shall. So we'll see. Fallen crypto boss to face charges in the U.S. story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. His local attorney, Jerome Roberts, quoted as saying, the process is now that we are, as counsel, will prepare the necessary documents to trigger the court so that a time and a date will be fixed for the extradition process to continue and to be completed. The PM, we have no preference for where SBF is tried. Prime Minister Philip Davis said yesterday that the government has no preference for where former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried is tried. Bankman-Fried is on remand at the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services and is wanted by the U.S. He initially said he'd fight extradition, but has since changed his mind. All this going on, somehow the PM manages to travel again right before the Christmas on official visit to Cuba. The PM is in Cuba for an official visit, his office said last night. The OPM said the visit is in response to an invitation from the Cuban government to make an official visit. Davis, who left yesterday, is in Cuba until tomorrow. The OPM said that during the prime minister's stay, he will meet with the senior government officials of Cuba. He's also scheduled to meet with a number of senior government officials, including the ministers of science and education. So we'll keep an eye on that. Ground broken on cruise port resort project on Long Island. Story by Nasia Colebrook. You can read more on that in today's Guardian. As well as from the DPM, construction on a new Grand Bahama airport is first in the first quarter of 2023. Story by Candia Dames. And you know, I know when Freeport read that, they had a collective suck teeth. But I don't know, Freeport, you know, give Mr. Cooper the benefit of the doubt. I mean, obviously, after the Alucard situation, if he comes back with this bold prediction, obviously he knows this can get completed. He ain't trying to go 0 for 2. He's a smart guy right there. So right now, let's slide into the buzz. And I want to open, and the buzz all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. You know, John's got a wide selection for men, women, and children this Christmas. Don't forget, they got a great selection on Sperry's, Timberland's, and Clark's for the big guys, for the men. So be sure to check them out, all right? And don't forget small home appliances and cookware as well at both John's locations, all right? John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, at John's, serving you is a pleasure. All right. So with that being said, we're going to go to the break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll pick up the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. We'll get into the global warming. We're seeing up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And I'll slide in my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, where I'll be joined by Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News as we, you know, check out the Freeport Report on a Tuesday, all right? The Tuesday, you know, a December 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
Diamond Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 things to win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very Merry Christmas. Diamond Games can take care of your wish list. 12 things of cash must with Percy's Diamond Games.
game you know. The friends you trust, you may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's three delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody, from Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year.
Your class, last. Now everybody go talk breakfast.
The Tuesday, December 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And, you know, as the buzz continues, brought to you by John Shoes, I want to open up the phone lines, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Let me know what's the deal, man. What's your take on the SBF scenario? You think he's going to sing, or you think it's going to be mum's the word? And other situations going to play out? Me personally, I think he got plea deal written all over him. What'd you say, Mr. Producer? I personally think, you know, and it remains to be seen, but I think over there, the buck stops. He's back on home soil, on home field. So I think he's going to look for the home field advantage. And that would probably be in the form of some sort of plea. And that's where it gets interesting. Because then any and anybody could become collateral damage from any side of the waters. So you got to put our, you know, eyes keenly on that. And that's why I was insistent about us being proactive, being in front of this thing, rather than reactive, where the world tells us what's going on in our own country, rather than we tell the world what's really happening. And I cannot tell you a lie. I mean, if this dude's singing, he can sing more. He can sing solo, he can sing duet, he can sing in the choir, he can sing quartet, he can sing karaoke, he can sing in the shower, he can sing whatever. You got to look at all what hangs in the balance. And that's a lot of time that you're looking at. So, at the end of the day, watch it play out. And I wonder why, if that's, you know, why we've been so quiet on this as a nation. You think maybe 1,500 of us who were allowed to withdraw $100 million before, you know, FTX, Bahamas went bankrupt 24 hours before that went down, 1,500 Bahamians withdrew $100 million? Maybe that's why it's so much, you know, tread lightning, mum's the word. I mean, I'd like to know who the 1,500 were. And how much did they withdraw? Like the increments, what did they withdraw? And if they affiliated or connected to anybody of power and influence, or politically. This whole thing is one thing this screams is we need a proper Freedom of Information Act. A proper one with the proper teeth. So we could sink our teeth into things and get to the bottom of things and get answers. instead of the standard quo, you know, pontification and press releases. They're not really saying anything, but just pontificate it. We need more substance in the answers now. We need to know what's going on. Like, really, where do we stand? What are we up against? How far can we fall in all of this? How much more of our brand damage do we have to take? You know? The world seems to know, but we don't know. We're still playing this guessing game. And then, you know, spare me the globally we're still all right. No, we're not. It's not anything remotely close to being cool with some of the things that the world is saying about us and how we look. So please look at it and take it for what it is. Be smart about things. Be objective. Can't just put your head in the sand and hope things will blow over. Oh, we'll be okay. We'll be all right. No, sir. Where there's smoke, there's inevitably going to be a fire somewhere along the line. Well, it's been smoking a long time. I pray to God a raging inferno is not awaiting on us. I just hope it's a fire, not a raging inferno. Anyhow, let's slide up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, KFC Nassau doing big things this holiday season. And you know KFC Nassau is part of Christmas. At some point, you got to have some KFC over the holidays, you know? Got to. And KFC's going to hook it up for you, all right? Make this a finger-licking good Christmas with the KFC Festive Feast Mega Meal. Packed with 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in the new reusable bag. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC Nassau. That and all your favorite menu items from KFC are waiting on you this holiday season at your favorite KFC location for takeout and drive-thru. So be sure to check them out. And the drive-thru is open and frying until midnight, okay? So don't forget that. All right, so let's check out the global warmest heating on the planet in 60 seconds. And that's, like I said, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Where do I start? Because there's a lot of weirdness going on. A lot of stuff happening in the world. All right. Start from the top. At least 36 people on a Hawaiian Airlines flight were injured Sunday, with 20 taken to the emergency rooms after their plane encountered severe turbulence 30 minutes before landing on a flight from Phoenix to Honolulu. The original mechanical model of E.T., the alien from the 1982 sci-fi classic E.T. the Extraterrestrial, sold over the weekend for $2.56 million. Amber Heard has settled her defamation case against Johnny Depp for $1 million. Steven Spielberg also says he's feels bad about the decimation of shark populations in the decades since his movie Jaws came out. Well, you didn't think your movies might have scared the bejesus out of people and caused them to go kill up all the sharks they could because they didn't want Jaws to get them? Jennifer Garner is said to be considering entering the world of politics. Oh, no. A friend says that Harry and Meghan are going to demand an apology from the royal family and submit before they even consider attending King Charles' coronation next year. Rihanna shared pictures of her baby boy that she had with A$AP Rocky last May, for the first time, but still not has revealed his name. Sharon Osbourne has left the hospital after having a medical incident last week while taping a TV show. They're being really guarded on the details, so we don't know what's going on with that. Rod Stewart fans, Rod Stewart shared that his current wife, Penny Lancaster, the first wife he's been with, that's gone through menopause. So he never stuck around that long. So this is the first time. Buckle up, Rod. Buckle up. All right. Former President Trump announced those NFT trading cards of himself last week? Well, now he's being accused of using copyrighted images that were altered to include his face. Trump always into some scandal. All right. All right. Corey Yeoman's a 35-year-old Dallas, Texas native who caught Aaron Judge's 62nd home run ball this past season. Turned down an initial offer of $3 million for it so that he could take it to auction. It was auctioned off over the weekend for only $1.5 million. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, you dumb. And finally, Billy Joel says he was under doctor's orders to cancel his concert at Madison Square Garden last night due to a viral infection. All right, that's a wrap on your global warming. We're seeing up the planet in 60 seconds. And that's all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let's go to my Burger King, my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, as a matter of fact. All right, because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And that Dunkin' got you running into the holiday season doing big things. All right, don't forget, they got the signature holiday lattes going on for you. The taste of the season is back. So be sure to enjoy them. You've got the toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor, and both topped along with the peppermint mocha latte. Both of those are topped with whipped cream, and it's all good. All right? But you got to try the new sugar cookie latte featuring notes of sweet brown sugar, holiday spices topped with white whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. If you haven't tried that one, that's all good as well, too. And try this new holiday classic at Dunkin', Instant Holiday Classic, their remix of a holiday classic, the Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich. All right, it's off the chain. Layers of sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, arugula on a flaky croissant topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. All right, get in a great combo deal with some popcorn poppers, all right, and freshly brewed iced tea for only $9, VAT included, waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brenner Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru. Call Michael, the newest location, and, of course, two out at the airport, pre-clearance, post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, let's go to Freeport. We got Sarah Kirkby chiming in with the Grand Bahama News. And this is our last Freeport report for before the Christmas, but I have one more before the new year. So I want to wish everybody in Freeport happy holidays, Merry Christmas, especially my in-laws down there. Much love to each and every one of y'all, especially my mother-in-law. Big hugs and kisses and squeezes and all that good stuff. And to Sarah Kirkby and to Darren Cooper and C. Allen Johnson and the rest of my Freeport posse who always checks in with me on Tuesday and keeps me in the know. Merry Christmas to you and yours as well. Thank you all for your contributions. What's going on, Sarah?
Nothing much. I have so many comments on so many of the things you said. The amber turd.
Oh,
the menopause.
You know that's going to stay there.
Just like, he's going today.
Rod Stewart. Come on, man. Rod, you. And then I realized when I read it, I was like, yeah, Rod hasn't really never stuck around that long. He's traded him in for another teeny bopper. He's trying to stay young.
There's
he's a vampire.
So many comments on that one.
Yeah. So... Listen, what a World Cup. I know you're a soccer aficionado. What a final,
oh,
though. I know it wasn't.
Unbelievable.
I know it wasn't who you
wasn't
were rooting
it fantastic?
For.
I was rooting for Messi.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Was
I was
Argentina
happy.
All the way.
I was happy that Lionel got it, but I will say Mbappe might be the best player in the world.
I don't know.
Yes.
He had a good game, but he did have nerves of steel to go up there and get two penalties without any issue.
The
he
fact was, that they got so many goals so late, and then even in the overtime after going 3-2 down in the overtime to get another one. I couldn't believe it.
Like
that was exciting.
The coach to bring in that new blood obviously kicked it in because they weren't, it was like 15 minutes and they were done. It was 2-0, and then look at that game. It was phenomenal. And then I just feel so sorry for those guys when they're doing the free kicks.
Yeah,
that
listen,
is
that's
the worst.
A lot of pressure
I've done
right
that,
there.
And it is so, it's, I was pressured on a little local game. God only knows how you feel while the whole world is watching you.
There you go.
It's crazy.
It's one thing to miss in front of Grand Bahama, but it's another thing to miss in front of the world, eh? All right.
100%.
So what you got for me out of Grand Bahama, though? I mean, a lot of things happening down there. I know Festival Noel is getting ready to be a big staple again, as always.
Yeah, no, we had a great Festival Noel. It was packed. Everybody is attending events like mad. It's really nice to see a good turnout. We have some beautiful pictures in the paper this week of our circles. You know, so the Christmas spirit is alive and well. So everybody's out shopping, can't even get in the lines at Kelly's. It's crazy. So it's nice to see people out shopping locally and spending money. The Port Lucaya Marketplace says they're having a really great resurgence of people coming down for Christmas, so that's good. And then our lead story this week,
Sunwing,
is that Sunwing is back and
the return,
two full flights. Hey,
well, y'all love up some Sunwing, boy. Y'all look here, the relationship with Sunwing is legendary over the years in Freeport. Y'all love them flights.
Well, child, we gotta have Sunwing. We need
flights
here. You know, we're struggling. So we are on bated breath every day to see what Chester Cooper's going to say. So he teased us a little bit more in the paper today and said that, you know, the deal, I think he basically said the deal's done. They're just following up with financing for the public-private partnership. I mean, I hope it's a success like NAD is, because NAD is an amazing airport and, you know, modern and looks great. And it's something we need here for Grand Bahama to help us get to that next step and back to where we need to be. And hopefully with these new developments coming in, Weller bringing Six Senses, O2 development, there's another one we're hearing about. We're trying to get more information on that. So, and then if the hotel takes off, we need those flights, you know?
I know, but like I said, once we get that going and got consistent airlift, let me tell you, this is why I give Chester Cooper the benefit of the doubt right now. I think the DPM is not going to go and say, we're going to get to that airport in the first quarter of 2023. I'll start working on it in 2023. If that can't happen, considering all that has not happened in Grand Bahama relating to the hotel. So I think you're onto something there. The new hotel that's coming online that you and Darren are all gung-ho about, and I think I think everybody in Grand Bahama should be. That, I think, is going to catapult finding a buyer for the Alukaya. And then, you know, that airport is got to come to fruition, because you've got to maintain what you've got there, and it's expanded. The amount of...
Well, you know, we have the space for expansion, whereas Nassau, you're very tight and close together. You know, and we have that expansion, so we have that capability. And so we need to bring that back here. And we also have many Grand Bahamians who just want to come home and work here. So we need more jobs in order to get them home, and in order that has to happen. And, you know, we keep forgetting, because I guess it's been so quiet, but we've also got the Carnival project still going on. We're trying to get an update from them for next week to find out what's happening with them. We hear they're really working hard to get that place going. So that's another incentive for us, and also another place that jobs will be available for Grand Bahamians as well, or Bahamians from other islands to come and enjoy our beautiful city, where we have a little bit more spacious driving. Because I was driving to Nassau this weekend, and my Lord, got on Mackey Street. That was packed.
Boy, welcome to our life.
Hey. I'm so spoiled here,
pretty,
really.
Wasn't
I am.
Pretty at all.
Yeah. And let me tell you what else we have. So we have Sunwing coming back, which is great for all the hotels, and great to see tourists all about and all of our tours going on. But they also launched another great initiative with the Ministry of Grand Bahama, which is the CoLab kickoff, which is basically, it's like a halfway house that they've opened for people in Grand Bahama who are struggling, but mainly like for mothers and families that are displaced. And there's a lot going to come out of this. And I think that's something that's really needed. They found space that was transitional. So that's a very nice story. And I would encourage a lot of people to look at that. You know, there's people need a place to go to and a place to have a safe stepping stone to get to the next, you know, the next level for them.
Now, you always need a place that's going to allow people instant refuge in a crisis situation.
Yeah. So it's a great story. And then I'm just very happy because Doctors Hospital is coming here. So they're almost finished their new area. So, of course, there's a big ad in the paper about that. We're very excited. And they're really putting a lot into Grand Bahama. And so that's exciting for us here. And, you know, having a great hospital and having good medical care is all part of what's going to take us to the next level. As an island to compete. You know, we're competing against each other all the time, but we need to have good medical as well. So Doctors Hospital will bring us that level. So I'm excited about that. And then New Year's Junk Canoe Parade is coming. So we are back. They haven't had a proper strong parade since the hurricane. So they had a small little one in 2020, just before COVID shut down. So you'll see the stories. The nine groups that are going to compete, including a great group called the Women Dem. So I can't wait to see that.
Oh, God.
And I will be there with bells on. But it's great. And they've been practicing. And to bring this back is super, because, you know, every event when you go there and then they break out Junk Canoe Boy, you just feel like it's happening. So you're back in your culture.
Yeah, I'm glad Freeport got Junk Canoe back. I've heard stories about how, you know, solid Freeport Junk Canoe is.
Yeah, so I'm excited. Nine groups, that's really, really strong. So the only thing we don't know right now is where ticket sales are going to be. So we want remind everyone just to keep an eye out on various platforms, social media. They'll probably post it. As soon as we know, we'll post it as well on 242 News Bahamas, which will help. And then our final story this week is about backyard farming initiative, and that's gone extremely well. And it's something we've all obviously paid attention to after COVID and what happened there. So it's a really nice story about that and how the churches and the group out of Nassau ADO have done this. I know they've done it in Abaco as well and in Nassau, so it's great. So the story's there, and then you'll see our Christmas Eiffel, but you've got to pick up the paper and read all about it. And, you know, thanks to you, Naughty, and Darren, and to everyone else. We're getting the word out about the paper. It's selling out here on the island, so we're very excited about that, too.
All right, that's good stuff. But I always appreciate your contributions, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Tuesday, post-Christmas.
Yes.
Can't wait to see how post-Christmas in Grand Bahama was.
I will, and I think you'll be very happy because we're going to have an interview with the minister of Grand Bahama for next week.
Lord Jesus.
Oh,
glad
look at that.
I glad you're going. She done flaked on me about three times, so I'm glad we finally got somebody to wrestle her down and lasso her down and get an interview. I cannot wait.
And we will, and I have passed on the news about that you want to have her on your show and talk to her. So I am pushing for you too, sweetie. Don't worry.
Tell her don't be scared.
I won't.
All right. Well, thanks so much, man. Go ahead.
I want to wish you and everybody out there a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. And let's all be kind to each other and really make it a special one. We have a beautiful country we live in. And I know things can be tough, but we really just, if you walk the beach or even have a moment, our islands are gorgeous and we should appreciate it and be very grateful at Christmas.
Yep, I agree. And I return those sentiments back to you as well. You and everybody down here in Freeport, enjoy it to the fullest, all right?
Thank you, my darling. Have a great
all right,
one.
You too. We'll talk again on Tuesday, man. No worries. All right, we'll get to the break, Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back at you and get you ready for the news at the top of the hour in the 5 o'clock hour, all right? Got some info from the Island Game coming up for you. We've got a couple of things to chop up as well right before we get to the news at 5. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, December 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Dunkin' has a new twist on an old holiday favorite. The Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich layers sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, fresh crisp arugula on a flaky buttery croissant, all topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich combo includes a bag of crispy popcorners and a freshly brewed iced tea for only $9 plus VAT. Tis the season. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave in there everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you. Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
Your cast, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Tuesday, December 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Got the news coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, top of the hour, 4:57 p.m. is the time right now. Got a brief reminder from the Island Game. You know, I like to keep you know, get to where you want to go. Don't forget that it's the 12 Days of Cashmas promotion going on at the Island Game. And the Island Game is going to reward 78 patrons this holiday season with $250,000 in cash prizes. Now, all you have to do, all patrons who deposit $20 or more on their verified account during the promotion dates will be automatically entered into the promotions. Patrons can enter as many times as they like. However, they can only win once during the promotion. All right, for more information, simply log on to theislandgame.com. That's theislandgame.com. That's the 12 days of Cashmas. And, of course, you know, January 6th, one big winner of $50,000. January 5th, two winners of $20,000. All right, and it all kicks off December 26th. 12 winners going to win $500, and it's going to count the way down all the way to January 6th with one big winner, $50,000. 78 winners in total. The Island Game definitely hooking you up with the 12 Days of Cashmas. Log on right now, theislandgame.com, for more information. Now, with that being said, we're going to get up into the break, get up into the news. And on the flip side of the news, we'll be in the 5 o'clock hour, and we will be talking sports and lots of sports to talk. So we'll be talking. Pearly will be joining us, and we'll be cutting it up, all right? So all of that's going down on the flip side of the break, all right, as we get into the 5 o'clock hour. But right now, we're going to let Burner Boy take us to the news as the Tuesday, December 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right now.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
We don't cast, last. Now everybody go to our breakfast.
Shayo. Shayo.
You go bow for the result, oh. Nothing to discuss, oh. Cause I did win by default and without any doubt, oh. I'm a me, I be a doubt, oh. I no go feed the girl, I no go feed the girl, it's out, oh. I'm a mind as you be talk, oh. I put my life into my job and I know I'm in trouble. She manipulate my love, oh. I know, oh, no, then get boss. Like the baba fry, oh. Soboma, I dey try to buy moto, one Toyota Corolla. My feelings been they swing like Django Lover. Feelings been they swing like Django Lover. Now you crash your Ferrari for Lucky Bona. Now some money remake could have been all over. My feelings today swing like Django Lover. Feelings today swing like Tip Tip Timbani catch you, at you. Come on, white dog, if any suit. Why you say I did nothing for you? And if I do anything you want me to do. For you, and if I do anything you want me to do, maybe another time, maybe another life, you will be my wife and we'll get it right.
We don't cast, last. Now everybody go to our breakfast.
Have to say bye bye yo, to the love of my life. My eye, oh, don't cry, yo. I need big boy, I shy, yo.
The Tuesday, December 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:07 p.m. is the time on this Tuesday, 5 days away from Christmas. Now, you know how we set off the sports, like we do each and every day today in sports history. Check out for Pearly. He should be chiming in. Keep an eye out for the Pearl. But like I said, we started off each and every day with today in sports history. Brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, Naughty Johnny's, every Wednesday, every Friday, happy hour, 5 to 7 p.m. All right, well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chopin Plaza, Monday through Friday at Naughty Johnny's. Always something popping. Great for lunch and dinner. And don't forget, on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Give them a call, 377-7776. See what they got chefed up for you today. All right, and on this day, December 20th, in sports history, a lot of things popped off on this day. 1946, Sugar Ray Robinson was crowned welterweight champion at Madison Square Garden. 1962, a world indoor pole vault record was set by Don Myers when he cleared 16 feet, 1¼ inches. 1966, the NBA granted a franchise to Seattle. 1973, Henri Richard got his 1,000 points, 1,000th point. 1983, Guy Lafleur of the Montreal Canadiens became the 10th NHL player to score 500 goals. 1985, Dennis Potvin became the highest defensive defenseman scorer when he got his 916th point. 1993, it was announced that NBC would retain the rights to the National Football League's NFL-AFC package. 1994, Yvon Lendl retired after a 17-year tennis career. 1998, Brett Favre of the Green Bay Packers became the first NFL player to throw at least 30 touchdown passes for 5 straight seasons. 2008, the Dallas Cowboys played their final game in Texas Stadium before moving to their new stadium in Arlington, Texas, better known as Jerry World. All right, the sports quote of the day. The best and fastest way to learn a sport is to watch and imitate a champion. Jean-Claude Killy. All right? And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right, Pearly chimed in yet? All right, keep an eye out for the Pearl. Air frying. You know, you got that grandson of his around the place now, too. That's his cooler, you know. So, yeah. Keep an eye out for that, too. If you hear Pearly screaming, that means his grandson got him. Yeah. And in fact, I like to encourage his grandson to mash up your grandpa. That's some good stuff. I just like to tell his grandson, hey, tell your Uncle Pearly the Dodgers suck. The Dolphins suck. All right, let's slide into the home court. All our 242 sports news and all our athletes making headlines, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And you could ride into the holidays in a brand new car, win a 2022 Han HEV electric vehicle, all right? A BYD 2022 Han EV electric vehicle, courtesy of Easy Car Sales and Burger King Nassau. All right, you got between now and December 27th. Now between now and December 27th to fill out your forms. Obviously, go in and upgrade your favorite BK combo. Upgrade it, all right, correctly. Drop it in the box, and on the 28th, a grand drawing is going to happen. And one lucky winner is going to drive off in a brand-new car, courtesy of Burger King Nassau and Easy Car Sales. So get into Burger King Nassau today, your favorite Burger King Nassau today. Upgrade your favorite BK combo. Fill out that form correctly, and good luck with winning that car. Let's check out the local scene. Jones averaging double-digit minutes. Bahamian experiencing increased playing time on the court. This is our very own Kai Jones of the Charlotte Hornets. Story by Sheldon Longley. Bahamian Kai Jones has settled into the regular rotation for the Charlotte Hornets, seeing extended minutes over the past month of the season. During that time, the second-year forward has played the most minutes of his career for the Hornets, after being taken with the 19th overall pick on in the 2021 National Basketball Association NBA Draft. He ended his rookie season with high hopes, but experienced limited minutes on the floor. D-League and G-League contestant right there, and did well, but didn't play, you know, with the big club. But this season, he's averaging 10.1 minutes per game after just 3 minutes per game in his rookie season. His last 11 games, Jones has averaged about 14.8 minutes, almost 15 minutes a game. And due to the extended time on the court, his production level has gone up. All right, he's still looking for his first double-digit scoring game, but he remains confident in his ability and knows that the sky is the limit. In a recent interview, Jones said it's just a matter of showing up on the court and doing what he knows he's capable of doing. He's been plugged into the center spot as well as both forward positions during the past month of the season. Put it as saying, it's not challenging at all. We go over it every day in practice, so it's just translating it from practice to the game. I know that the coach will be watching, so just showing him that I know what I'm doing on the court when we practice, to give him the trust in me when the game time comes. So it's just being consistent with that. The maturation, I think, is setting into. A lot of maturity shown there by young Kai in those answers. And let's just keep an eye on it. I think he's got a lot more playing time to get with Charlotte, considering they're, you know, bottom of the league. There's injuries. He's starting to I think it's only sky's the limit from here on up. More playing time, more minutes, more recognition. Looking at tennis, the Giorgio Baldacci Nationals get underway at the National Tennis Center. The Giorgio Baldacci National Championships got underway on Monday at the Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association's BLTA National Tennis Center, and they're going to run through Thursday. So we'll keep you posted on the results. All right, on opening day of competition, these are the following folks who picked up wins on the opening day of competition and advanced to the quarterfinals. The men's draw were Kevin Major Jr., Marvin Roll, Anthony Burrows Jr., Jacoby Bain, Denali Nottage, Savannah Hanna, Rodney Carey Jr., and Dentry Mortimer Jr. Advancing to the semifinals on the women's side were Sydney Clark, Elena Mackey, Brianna Ferguson, and Jaleesa Clark. Among the men, Kevin Major Jr. turned back Michael Major Jr. in straight set 6-2 and 6-love. Marvin Roll defeated Philip Major Jr. in a tough 3-set, 2-6, 6-3, and 7-4. Anthony Burrows Jr. prevailed over Rudy Williams by way of walkover. Bain prevailed over by Baker Newman in the same fashion. Denali, Naughty, Shakira, Sharano, Hannah, and Straight Set, 6-3 and 6-1. And Savannah O'Hanna won by walkover over Spencer Newman. All right. And that's tennis. And we'll keep you posted on the rest of the results as they become available throughout the week. Things wrapping up on Thursday. And finally, golf tournament exceeded fundraising goal. On Sunday, December 12th, a total of 118 golfers played in the second annual BARC International Pot Cake Golf Tournament on the Ocean Club Golf Course in Paradise Island. Started off as a rainy day, turned into a glorious day for a round of golf and fun for all. Loyal golfers and BARC's 38 volunteers were not dismayed by the weather, and the event exceeded this year's fundraising goal. So awesome stuff. Awesome to know that happened. Awesome to know that went down. And BARC's a worthy cause. So I'm glad to know that they benefited from that. Any sign of Pearly? All right, keep an eye out for Pearly. Keep an eye out for Peter. That's a wrap right there on your home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Slide up into the home court. We'll slide out of the home court and into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Now, listen, Tropical Gyros' new location is open. Of course, you know, big up to the crew over there, Mackie and Rosetta, the flagship, okay? But I got the new location also open now for you. Out there at R&D. Yes. Out there on JFK. So you got two locations. New location is now open. JFK. Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can call them today, 603-4511. 603-4511. Wait, Tropical Gyros, JFK, you know I calling you tonight, you know. I can have some of y'all on the Vita Jokers. I can eat some of that in the Baca Jokers. What you talking about? What? But it's a JFK Drive, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. You cannot go wrong. Cannot go wrong. Pick up the chef, Carmen, and the crew over there at Tropical Gyros. And like I said, now two locations now, Mackie and Rosetta, and which is the flagship store, and the new location out there at JFK Plaza, R&D Plaza, JFK. All right, and they're open until 8. So no reason for you not to get out there and experience Tropical Gyros. And more locations coming, I'm telling you. Big up to Chef Coleman and the crew, man. I like that. I like that one there, Mr. Producer Boy. Let me tell you. On the way home, that's solid. So as we get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros, got to have a gander. Okay? Out. Breaking news. Well, not breaking news, but kind of saw this coming, and it makes no sense to risk this young man's career. A team that's obviously not going to the playoffs. Obviously got issues moving forward this year. I'm talking about the Indianapolis Colts, and I'm talking about Jonathan Taylor. He's been placed on injured reserve with an ankle injury. He's out for the remainder of the season. Indianapolis Colts running back Jonathan Taylor's 2022 season is over as the AFC South Indianapolis Colts placed him on their injured reserve Tuesday. This as of, this according to Daniel Popper of The Athletic. Taylor suffered a high ankle sprain for the second time this season during the Colts' week 15 loss to the Minnesota Vikings. And NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reported it was highly unlikely he would return during the 2022 campaign, given the timing of the setback and the team's 4-9-1 record. All right, the Wisconsin product missed time throughout the season with ankle concerns and posted 861 yards and 4 touchdowns on 192 carries to go with 28 catches for 143 yards in 11 games. It's a far cry from what he put up last year in 2021. 1,811 yards and 18 touchdowns. All of those were league. Also had 40 catches for 360 yards. If you had him in fantasy this year, yeah, it was not a good situation. Will you grab him next year in fantasy if he's healthy? Hell yeah. Let's check the text lines. Hey, Naughty, Pearly is still upset. Verlander is a Met and not a Dodgers. Yankees or nothing. Are you with you on the Yankees or nothing? And maybe he's upset Verlander did pass him over. If you know Verlander was supposed to go be there in the Dodgers, he's all hot up for that, for sure. That may be the case why he's MIA. All right. Now, we got some what I call gamesmanship going on here. As of 3 o'clock today, Jalen Hurts was not going to play against the Cowboys. All right? Well, as of 2:30, 2:45, but shortly thereafter, now the report is coming out, says Jalen Hurts feeling fine amid shoulder injury, has chance to face the Cowboys. Now, I want my Cowboys to beat the Eagles at their best. I want no excuses. But I think this is gamesmanship. And this all came about when the odds jumped from Dallas being a one-point favorite coming in prior to the news that Hurts was injured and jumped up to a 2.5-point, almost 3-point favorite when they did say he was injured. Hurts told reporters on Tuesday, "I'm feeling fine. We're keeping this business as usual." He also said there is definitely a chance he'll take the field against the Cowboys on Saturday night. On Monday, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that Hurts' status with the matchup was up in the air because of a sprained shoulder. Quoted as saying, Adam Schefter tweeted this, "Eagles QB and MVP candidate Jalen Hurts is uncertain to play Saturday versus the Cowboys due to a sprained shoulder that he suffered during Sunday's win over the Bears, per league sources. Hurts was hurt late in the third quarter when Bears defensive end Travis Gibson drove him into the ground. The Eagles and Jalen Hurts agent Nicole Lynn said they do not believe this is a long-term injury. Also quoted as saying, Hurts said, "It wasn't the first time I've been slow to get up. It won't be the last." And this was referring to the play in which he was hurt. "I did play a really physical game, and it was really real cold, too. So happy we were able to find a win in the end and find a way to get." All right. So we'll see where it goes. Hurts definitely an MVP candidate. All right. He's arguably neck and neck with Pat Mahomes in the MVP conversation. He's thrown for 3,472 yards, 22 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. And he's also rushed for 747 yards and 13 scores. Now, if Hurts is sidelined, Gardner Minshew will step in the starting role for Philadelphia. He's thrown just 4 passes this season, completing 2 of them for 34 yards. He started 2 games for the Eagles in 2021, throwing for 439 yards, 4 touchdowns and 1 interception, and 4 total appearances. So we'll keep you posted on that as to the status of Jalen Hurts. I think this is gamesmanship, though. I don't think they're going to risk playing him against a rival with bad intentions. Playoffs are looming. Could risk further injury. As a matter of fact, the Eagles could basically shut down Jalen Hurts between now and the playoffs if they wanted to. They'll probably win the NFC East over the Cowboys. They'll probably hold that 2 games for the number 1 seed. So they got to choose wisely as to what they're going to do. The Giants postponed the Carlos Correa press conference over a medical concern. Oh, we got Pearly here. All right, Pearly.
Yes, sir.
What's good, my brother? Listen, we had a text to chime in and says that you've been late recently to the show because you're upset, you know, on the down low that Verlander is a Met and did not sign with your Dodgers. And you feel a little disgruntled over that. Is there any truth to those allegations?
I've been late because my girlfriend been getting off and I've been cooking dinner for her, so I've been running a little late cooking in the air fryer.
But I ain't gonna lie. You sound so sappy and syrupy when you said that. Good for you, and I'm proud and I'm happy. But oh my God.
My girlfriend
was getting off early, so I was cooking in the air fryer. And who don't like it? Because my gal loved me and the way I cook in the air fryer. So there. I could care if Verlander didn't go to the Dodgers. He's an old freak anyway, and I go root against him when we play. You probably got a voodoo doll of wrestling when you're playing next year. Don't lie, Pearly.
I'm not even worrying about him. You know, I'm not worrying about him. I looked at the moves the Dodgers made, realizing that we got about 3 or 4.
Could I just laugh at that? Because guess what? The way you said it, you didn't even believe it when you said it, but that's okay. You said it anyway. Hey, you ain't checking for me. For who? For Lando?
That's my story. And you stick to it.
Between me and you, homeboy, the homeboy, I know you mad. You would have liked to see him in Dodger Blue. Hey, you could have done it. You would have been that guy early in the season. You would have been that guy early in the season with that rotation coming out the gate. Kershaw, then Verlander. Dear God, that's scary.
And then you got Urias. It'll be Urias Kershaw. It'll be Urias Verlander Kershaw. Dustin May, Gosselin. Then you got Bobby Miller, this rookie, who throws 102 mile an hour fastball. You got another one in Stokes, who's ready. And you got another kid who probably can start this year, who has a 1.44 ERA in high A, double A, and triple A combined last year.
Wow.
So we got some pitching in the pipeline. We got some trade bait, and we got some pitching in the pipeline that we could do some things later. And I think the Dodgers will pull the trigger on something a little later.
Might I just counter with Gerrit Cole, Carlos Rondon, Frankie Montas, Luis Severino, Nestor El Gordito Cortez Jr., and Jonathan Losiaga.
Yeah.
And I'll throw in, you know, Domingo Germán, because I think I like that guy. He got a lot of potential there. You know what I mean? And then, you know, we got some dude. Pearly. One quick second. You remember Tommy Canell?
Yes. Yeah, y'all got him, I know.
Yeah, buddy.
he corrected him. He corrected his arm. He got him right. Now he come to y'all. Let's see if y'all can keep him right.
And we still got, you know, Alberto Abreu, all right? Yoendis Gomez. And I still like the addition from the Nationals of Jimmy Cordero.
I'm not worried about, you have to get past the cheaters.
No, but listen, let me just add this to the moment. Spoke to my boy Tukey Toussaint, and remember, Tukey is a free agent. You know, the Pinstripes have reached out to Tukey to possibly sign him as a free agent. So you know, if he becomes a Yankee.
Who's that?
Tukey Toussaint from the Braves. Reliever.
He's a free agent?
But he wants to start. But he could start, too. That's a dude who could also relieve, too. That dude could close with the best of them. So, yeah.
My question, is he available?
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Okay.
And he told me himself he was a free agent. So we'll see where it goes.
Oh, okay. Oh, he was there for the Derby.
Right. So okay. I think there's some potential there. There's some potential there. So we got to keep an eye out with what the Yankees are doing too. I think they want to add. They want to add some more arms. I think the bats are good enough, but the arms are where they need to be.
Improve your bullpen?
Including the bullpen. I think they're going deep across the board.
Okay. Sounds like something that could work out for y'all.
Hopefully.
Like I say, I'm not worried about you. You got to get past those cheaters.
Yes, Pearly. Let it go, man. Let it go because you bring back painful memories for me, okay? Because they swung us too, you know.
That's true.
So, you know, it is what it is. So, outside of that, other teams making moves in Major League Baseball as well, Pearly.
Yeah, other teams are making some moves.
Correa was a big signing by the Giants, but now they got medical concerns. But hello. He signed a massive $13 million, $350 million contract on the 13th of December, maybe. And now he's injured.
Maybe, that's why the Dodgers didn't go at him.
Now, Pearly, you know something here? When I look at some of these names, Trey Turner went to the Phillies. Justin Verlander signed with the Mets. Xander Bogaerts went to the Padres. Strom signed with the Rangers. That Xander Bogaerts to the San Diego Padres might possibly mean that rumor that you and I have been discussing off air that's been gaining steam, Tatis to the Yankees, that might be a possibility now.
No. That means Tatis can play left field for the Padres. That's what I mean.
Oh, that's what you think?
That's what they're talking. That's what they've been discussing with them because of the wear and tear.
I don't know. You know, but there's that Yankee smoke that sometimes fire. Wouldn't you agree?
No, yeah, but the major talk has been that the Padres have been discussing with him since the injury last year about him playing in the outfield. So right. They're talking about you got him in left field, and that's why they went after Bogart to start him in set. Because they were really trying to get Trey Turner to put Trey in shortstop and move him to left field. That's the move. It's not to trade him. They're trying to build a team to catch the Dodgers. They're not going to give a talent like that unless you can give him something really substantial. They ain't getting no minor leaguers. You can give him two starters, a starting pitcher or something like that. But they're trying to win it. They're trying to catch it. They're trying to close that 23-game gap the Dodgers had on them. Even though they beat us in the playoffs, trying gap to win that division. They're not going to trade him to the Yankees. I don't see that happening.
Well, I don't know, boy.
Not what I've been hearing. Not what I've been hearing in Hot Stove. Not what I've been hearing on MLB Network. Not what I've been hearing in reading in the Padres Bleacher Report site. They're basically saying that they'll be moving him to left field. The key is why they get for Blake, because they can move him to third base, because the talk is Machado's is gonna opt out after this season.
Who, Manny?
So Machado has one more left. He's gonna opt out after this season.
Could it be that he might be coming to New York to be with the Yankees?
That's a possibility. If y'all got the money to pay him, because he's gonna be a $40 million player. Let's get that right there right now. Close to 50.
Yeah.
So if he opts out, because they can't pay him. The Padres will not be able to pay him if they want to keep Soto.
Why they traded Hosmer too, because his contract was big when he came over from the Royals.
So Hosmer was a casualty of the money. He's a really nice fit in Boston. I don't know if Boston did well. Boston lost two key players. Thinking J.D. Martinez is actually, who went to the Dodgers, incidentally, is not DH. Thus, Justin Turner went to Boston. That's a big loss to them. That's not an upgrade. That's an upgrade for the Dodgers in terms of DH. That's a downgrade for Boston in terms of who they lost on the left side of the infield.
Correct.
So that's going to be interesting to watch them. But no, I don't see Tatis going to the Yankees. I'm pretty certain of that. I think that they're trying to build a team. And like I said, Machado's going to opt out. And they need to do some things to make sure that they keep one of those two there.
All right. I'm gonna keep my eye on this Correa Presido. That looks like that's getting ready to. The plot thickens there.
Yeah. That sounds interesting. That sounds very. Let's say what the guys say. Very, very interesting. Very interesting.
All right. Let's slide over to the NBA, Pearly. You know, we got Michael Fabiano taking us home today in the final 10. And congratulations, you made the finals. I don't have a problem with that. I was a number 3 seed, but I always love seeing the number 1 and the number 2 seed go at it in any league. It's always, I feel, the best two teams should go at it, you know?
Yes.
So
yes.
Go at it and do what you need to do. And then in turn, I
can... Oh, you mean in our league? Oh, don't worry about that. That's my championship.
All right. And then you still...
You're going to some JD Honey.
You still in the money in that other league, press box, too. You got to play for third place in that and make sure I get in third place. Thank you very much.
No, I didn't make the semis. I only made the quarters. I got beat in the quarters.
You got beat in the quarters?
Yeah.
Ah. So you out the moolah there?
I out the moolah there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
I'm still in the moolah in two other leagues. I have the moolah in this league, and I have the moolah in my family league. I'm beating up on my son Vincent right now. And okay. My son Dre beating up on my nephew Joshua, so maybe a Thompson championship game.
I'm going back to traditions next year. I'm talking my strategy now. I don't care. I can let you know now. My quarterback, by hook or by crook, I can get him whichever which way. It could be Justin Fields. Then I go in running back in one slot, running back in another slot, and you see that flex slot? I go in running back there. I go in back to traditional fantasy. You know what I mean? I can let the ground get me where I need to be. And then I can have me any okie dokie guy there.
I stopped dropping with my heart. I dropped in my head. I stopped dropping my heart. So, Dolphin, I the hell did you, Dolphin, play? I came with the next question.
No,
only question I wouldn't pass on was Tua, Waddle, or Hill.
No, well, see, my problem that I like to go for that combo. I've been running that combo for years, getting points where you got a quarterback and a hot receiver working together. If you got Mahomes and Hill, that worked for you. You see how it worked for Chef before. And then, you know,
I had the Burrow Chase combo.
Right, but if they get hurt, it screws you. I had Dak and Amari for a couple of years. It worked out well. And Dak and CeeDee was all right this year. But I got to go with it. If a dude like Justin Fields is out there, I got to build around him because that's a monster. Fantasy is a different animal than the NFL. You could put up them numbers in the NFL like Justin Fields, and lose every Sunday, but on fantasy, man, you're a stud. You're a man. You're putting up 40 points. Yeah. You're a league winner by yourself.
Listen, Lawrence had me in the NFL when Lawrence had me in it. I just needed him to, when he took a knee, I was mad. I wanted them one more touchdown pass and I would have been.
Ah, oh, boy. It was rough. Now we got to look at the NBA. AD is out again for the Lakers.
Disabled.
Now, here's the talks, all right? Lakers should avoid major trade following Anthony Davis' injury amid the latest NBA rumors that are swirling out there for Lakers and tying the Lakers into being able to trade and so on and so forth. But Davis has been playing at a high level. Now, do you think it's wear and tear from playing at such a high level, or is he just tissue paper?
Maybe tissue paper, but I'd ride it out.
I mean, they're the 12th seed right now. They can't seem to get over the hump, even though they caught themselves. They're 13 and 17. And let's be honest.
Yeah.
LeBron don't look like LeBron, man. He looked like he's going through the motions, not playing a lick of defense.
LeBron, no. Age is now, in my opinion, age is now creeping into that young man.
Father Time is undefeated. I say it all the time. So here we are.
Said it too. Yep.
You know, they got away the other night with Denver. Denver was a little flat. They got that win. And then all of a sudden, here we are. They play Phoenix against Phoenix by 26.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was a clear indication they miss AD. That's a clear indication that AD was not there.
Yeah, that's very clear indication. That's fine, but you got situations like this, though. This is what galls me, okay? This is what galls me. LeBron didn't play in that game either.
He didn't? I didn't watch the game, you know. I'm
looking at it, and I don't think he played. Because I see AD and LeBron out of there with no mention of even seeing the court.
Did not play, left ankle soreness.
Yeah, and AD ain't going to be there, so I know we can get beat, so AD I can play
right
either.
Foot soreness. Check this out. AD did not play right foot soreness. Westbrook did not play left foot soreness. Toscano Anderson did not play right ankle sprain. Reeves did not play right ankle sprain. And James did not play left ankle soreness. So you had Bryant who played. He got 16 points. You had Beverly at 9. Schroeder got off 30 points. Walker had 16. And T-Brown had 3. That was your starting lineup. Christie had 2. Gabrielle had 4. Jones had 3. Nunn had 17. Nunn put up 17. Scottie Pippen put up 4. That's it. Nobody
even
more than 6. Jones had 7 rebounds. Christie, Gabrielle, and 7. Basically played your bench. Got beat by 20 some points. None of your best three players won. None of your best three, maybe if you want to count Reeves and the money, better players were there.
The Lakers need to make a trade. They need to get some draft picks back.
Lakers need to they got beaten, and just move on next year and make some moves when they get a couple of dollars to buy some players. You ain't got no draft picks, so what you gonna do?
Yeah, I tell you, I agree.
You giving up to get what? Would you giving up to get what?
That's true. Look what you can get when you're tired of what you got. Remember what they say.
Exactly. Lucky.
So we'll see how it plays out. Let's
get it. Aaron Rodgers looked like Aaron Rodgers last night. Which I'm happy he did that because next week he'll look like crap to make me walk all over him. So I'm happy with that.
Aaron Rodgers, I told you he was good last night. You went, oh no.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Straight.
I just don't like it. You did.
But hey, can
you did.
So yeah, we'll look at it like that. Let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll look at the games going on tonight. See who's in and who's out, who we're gonna pick. And and our pro picks coming up. And then don't forget us home. Waiver Wire Week 16, Michael Fabiano and the crew from Sports Illustrated gonna take us home today. And get us
I'm listening to them. I happy with my lineup. I sit back and waiting on Pollard and Caffrey and all of them.
Go get them, Pearly. I know that feeling. Go get them. Go get them.
I want Trevor Lawrence to pick them fellas up. I think there's the Chargers or the Raiders. He got to pick them apart.
You hoping for everything to line up for you. I rooting for you too.
Yes. We have a good New Year's. You open the New Year with moolah and yeah.
An air fryer to the fullness.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. We'll be back on the flip side of the break to get you with the pigskin picks. We'll get you to the second break. And on the flip side of that second break, Michael Fabiano and the crew from Sports Illustrated taking you home with week 16 waiver wire pickups. All right, for this week's NFL action and fantasy football semifinals and championship games, depending on how your league's set up. So keep it right where you got it. That's the Tuesday, December 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Christmas is coming, and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that bring us together this holiday season. Enjoy a festive feast mega meal packed of 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in a reusable bag. Available for a limited time, these reusable drink bags are perfect for your next get-together. Have a finger-licking good...
Back in town.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always calling me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Design Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 days to win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very merry Christmas. Design Games can take care of your wish list. 12 days of cash must with Percy.
Design Games.
It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' Peppermint Mocha Latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' Brown Sugar Cookie Latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' Holiday Lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
We don't cast, last. Now everybody go to our breakfast.
Shayo.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Tuesday, December 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. 5:45 p.m. is the time. Don't forget, we got the final 10 with Michael Fabiano taking us home. Pearly, got some games tonight on tap in the NBA. Who you like in the NBA tonight, Pearly? Pearly.
Hey.
Wait, stop cooking for your better half and come do the picks so you could go back and feed your better half what you done cook. If you can do it right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know? So let's do these quick because we got Michael Fabiano in the bullpen. It's all good, man.
Okay.
Let's
do it, my brother. Let's do it.
Tonight on top, early games in the NBA, Jazz and the Pistons. I like the Jazz to get that one done. Anybody playing the Pistons most times, I'm going to pick them. I like the Jazz getting that one done.
Everybody beats the Pistons.
Buzz in the Heat, man. Buzz in the Heat. We haven't heard from Mystery Dolphin in a couple of days, but I'm thinking the Heat get it done at home in this one.
Yeah, I think so.
Warriors on the road against the Knicks. Knicks 17 and 13. Warriors 15 and 16. Boy, I don't know. I don't want to touch this one.
Knicks 5-point favorite. If I can go to Knicks in Madison Square on that one.
Well, if that's the case, then give me the Warriors plus the five. Steph Curry playing?
Okay. Yeah. Let me see.
If Steph playing, give me the Warriors in five.
Curry is out. Him and Wiggins out.
Oh.
Him and Wiggins out.
Well, never mind. I wrote him with you with the Knicks. But I take it the Knicks in the money line. Don't give me no points. I just take the Knicks on the money line. Wizards against
really,
the Suns.
Yeah.
I like the Suns at home in the desert. And, of course, you know the game I'm going to be watching at 10 p.m.
I'll take the Suns. I'm the 7.5.
And the Memphis Grizzlies take on the Denver Nuggets tonight. And I like the Memphis Grizzlies to get that done with my boy Ja Morant.
Do you ever, ever give them a game to lose?
No. That's my favorite player, boy.
I know. Listen,
man. If somebody had to try to put a Band-Aid over the hole in the heart that Kobe left, right?
Understood.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. I think this might be Mystery Dolphin. Let's make it quick. That's Mystery Dolphin. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
That's right here, man. I ain't calling you a little while.
Big Yankee, what's going on?
No, this Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, that's the Orioles. No, that's right. I got you now. Now I catch the voice.
But now I heard y'all talking about the Lakers, right?
Talking about them.
Long as LeBron and what do you mean, AD or whatever, then in that lineup, Lakers ain't gonna win no game.
Listen, man, I you know how I feel. As long as LeBron, they aren't really on that Lakers run, but I gotta watch them anyway. Yeah,
LeBron can help if they are another starter. LeBron can come off the bench and he could give you a solid good 20 minutes now.
Him and LeBron and Westbrook off the bench could give you that solid 20 and be a shooter. Yeah,
they could hold on for 20, but long as them two out that lineup. Lakers ain't got no way to go.
You ain't got to show off because you said this bench long, deep, and young, you know. You all ain't got to say that because you're
yeah,
a college,
yeah,
you, know. You ain't got to give a guy like that.
We go a little cool. And you was mentioning the goalie.
Right.
Now, the next to win that one, just they ain't got Reagan in there, like you say, and I think Steph Curry's still out.
Right.
So, certain teams, who have certain players, they will get beat.
Yeah, and in a 7-game series, if one of them go down, that could be catastrophic.
That's it. Like I'm saying, an AD is getting so easy, man.
AD stands for always disabled.
But anyhow, I just called to get that point across.
I appreciate you, yeah, man. And your Celtics looking good, man. I tell you.
Boy, we going on a streak, man. We going to sleep on Orlando. They take us out.
Yeah, that's what happened when you play with Puppy Days.
Yeah, man. We're hanging in, yo.
You're doing your thing.
Yeah, we got to hang in, yo. Milwaukee still looks tough, boy.
Now, you Dolphins, you're all in our street straight, but you're going to catch yourself.
Yeah.
But I sure you'll hear me and Pearly talk about that tomorrow when we talk more NFL, man. But I appreciate your call, man.
All right, man.
As always, have a good night, man. Enjoy your sports on TV, too. Pearly, man, right. It's about that time we get to the break, man, because Michael Fabiano are getting ready to take us home, man. So, with that being said, I appreciate you as always, man. And we'll talk tomorrow. We got some NFL to talk about. We got some more college bowl games popping up tomorrow. We got some baseball, some NBA thickening up. College basketball thickening up. And the Major League hot stove season is thickening up, too. And listen, you know, old boy, who caught Aaron Judge's 60-second home run ball, the record time ball?
He was 1.5.
He had offered $3 million on the spot when Judge hit it, right? And he said no, took it to auction and got 1.5. Loser.
Greedy.
Bird in the hand, baby. Bird in the hand.
That's still 1.5 more than the yard.
That's true, too. You got a good money market manager now. You could take that 0.5, flip that, keep the $1 million in the bank with some interest, if you could find interest these days, and go from there.
Well, you don't have to worry about crypto. Anyway, yeah.
Hey, listen. Listen, Pearly. Mr. Producer, run the bed so we can go to the break on this, because I don't want Pearly curse me. But Pearly, I was in the barber shop, right?
Yes, sir.
And I can honestly say this person had to go to QC. Or Kingsway, they didn't go to St. Andrews. I don't know them to be of the St. Andrews, you know, lineage. However, he said, Naughty, I hate sock just like you. I say, but you missing something, babe? He say, you sitting on the kryptonite. I say, what's the kryptonite? He said, well, next time you go on air and you're talking to Pearly and you're talking about sock, you could throw this sock kryptonite at him and see what he got to say. Well, you claim sock is the best, correct? Correct, Pearly?
Always has been and always will be.
You say sock?
Always has been and always will be.
Sock has put out some of the best set of things, right?
You know what? Naughty, don't go there. Naughty.
What happened?
I know you too well. Don't get yourself in trouble.
What happened? So you ought to scream everybody, right? You ought to scream famous influential SAC alumni, right?
Naughty.
So all I can say is, you're claiming you Dr. Hubert Minnesota what? You're claiming Dr. what? You're claiming Minnesota what?
He's a SAC graduate. Yes, he's a SAC graduate. So is him. So is Michael Alkidis. So is Fred Mitchell and many others. He's a SAC graduate.
Mr. Producer, let's go to the break, because you know and I know. Now that's the sound.
Listen. Let me know what? I go on. Bye, Naughty.
Bye. You see you tomorrow.
Have a wonderful night. Boy. I'm going to go watch Eastern Michigan.
Boy, there you distancing from that question fast, boy. Not true.
Leave me alone, Naughty. You trying to set me down.
I go on.
Graduate class of 70 or 71, somewhere around there.
I know. That's good. Solid. Big up to my fellow St. Andrews alumni, Debbie Ferguson. I go on.
Bye.
We see y'all tomorrow talking ass. But hey, my friend in the barbershop, if you listening, that's the kryptonite for real, but I can keep that close when them sockers jump up. Now I need a graduation picture. That's all I need. Let's go to the break. We see y'all tomorrow right here on Talking Ass. Michael Fabiano will take you home the rest of the way.
Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with a King combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King. The chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations
or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Erin Green wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Your cast, last, now everybody go talk breakfast.
Hey everybody, it's Babs here from Sports Illustrated, and I'm in the Christmas spirit, as you can tell. And Jen Piacenti and I are here to give you the gift of a fantasy football playoff win. And to help you with that, we've got to look at the waiver wire and see what players are out there. I will tell you this, Jen, it's a bit thin out there right now going into week 16. But at the quarterback position, you do like Kenny Pickett.
I do like Kenny Pickett, and I know that there are some people that may be in a bit of a desperate spot this week, especially with the news Jalen Hurts could miss this weekend's games, and he's someone that probably got you here. Kenny Pickett is someone you could consider because the Raiders have allowed the eighth most points to quarterbacks this season for fantasy football leagues. He's had 190 or more passing yards in four of his last five games, and he's also carried the ball six or more times in four of his last five. Next week, he's got Baltimore too, so it's possible you could keep him around. Also, I like Brock Purdy, who we featured last week, and get this, hold on to your seats, Michael Fabiano. Russ Wilson, who in week 17 has a rematch with the Kansas City Chiefs, who he really tore up just a couple weeks ago.
And Gardner Minshew, the mustache. I mean, he's not the worst backup quarterback in the world, right? So if you're desperate, you can maybe go there this week. Hopefully you don't have to. At running back, we had Taylor Stocking last week with the high ankle sprain. He's going to be out. Who do we pick up to replace him?
Well, the obvious choice right away is Zach Moss, who carried the ball 24 times for 81 yards on Sunday. Now, he also out-snapped Deion Jackson in the second half, 31-9. So if you're wondering who to pick up, it's probably Moss. The Chargers have allowed 5.52 yards per carry this season. That's the most in the league. And next week, he gets the New York Giants, who have allowed the third most yards per carry this year. So it's an excellent fantasy matchup for the final 2 weeks. If you like Deion Jackson, he could also be available. He had 55 yards on 13 carries, and he caught a touchdown pass. We've seen Jackson be successful before in replacement of Jonathan Taylor. But if I'm picking one, I'm going to go Moss.
Chuba Hubbard could be out there as well. And Travis Etienne got a little bit banged up, so maybe Jamichael Hasty. Of course, that game is earlier in the week. Moving on to the wide receivers, and a guy that we told a lot of people to play last week, and numbers weren't great, they were okay, but Houston has a problem at wide receiver, and suddenly Chris Moore has value.
Yeah, Chris Moore has seen 19 targets across the past 2 weeks with no Brandon Cooks and no Nico Collins, and let's face it, there's no reason for them to rush any of those two guys back. They're a last-place team. Titans have allowed a league-leading 42 points per game to opposing wide receivers. In week 17, he gets the Jaguars. They've allowed 35.6 points per game across the last seven games. Chris Moore is 80% available. Of course, those fantasy points I'm talking about are fleas. When you see those targets, that's a guy you want to grab.
DeMarcus Robinson, also worth a look. And how about Marquise Goodwin? No Tyler Lockett, and they got Kansas City this week. That's a really good matchup for the Seahawks wide receivers. Moving on to the tight ends. And you know it's going to happen. I'm getting chiggy with it, Jen. Let's talk about the Titans tight end.
Guys, I tried to talk him out of it, but he wouldn't listen.
I had to do it. I can't hold myself back.
We love Chig. Look, he's had 30 or more yards in each of his last seven games. His five targets on Sunday led the team. His 2.63 yards per route run are the best in the NFL amongst tight ends that have run at least 50 routes. And guess what? Next week he gets Houston, and we know that's always an upgrade for any skilled position player at any position. Okay, maybe not wide receivers. They're a little tough versus quarterbacks and wide receivers. But tight ends and running backs can do well versus Houston. So we like him. We're getting chiggy with it.
Well done. Do keep tabs on the status of Ryan Tannehill, though. If he doesn't play, maybe we're not getting chiggy with it. We'll see. Juwan Johnson had two touchdowns last week. Robert Tonyan's got a good matchup this week for the Packers. All right, that's all for your top waiver wire ads for week 16. I mean, we're in the second week of the fantasy playoffs, folks. If you've made it this far, congratulations. Keep up with all the latest news and fantasy advice at Sports Illustrated. And make sure you're hitting our YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button, and happy holidays, folks. Thank you.